The dramatic increase in breweries and brew pubs, not only in Michigan, but across the United States, has in turn created a greater demand for barley, which when malted is a key ingredient in the brewing process. Here to talk about this surge in barley demand in general, and in particular the reemergence of a 100-year-old Spartan barley variety, is Dr. Russell Fried. Russ is a professor emeritus in the Department of Plant, Soil, and Microbial Sciences at Michigan State, also an internationally renowned agronomist. And even though you're professor emeritus, you're staying busy, Russ.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about, back, you know, in the 80s and 90s, did you ever think we would see this kind of resurgence in barley malting in Michigan?
No, I work very hard with past retired extension person in Tuscola County, Bill Bortle. And they had a Stroh's malting thing in Detroit, and Bill wanted to get the Tuscola farmers to grow malting barley. And I worked very closely with him for about 5 or 6 years, but we never really got the ball rolling because we really couldn't compete with the quality of barley that was coming out of Nebraska, North Dakota, Central Canada, and stuff like that, where it was much drier. Mm-hmm. And so you got a better quality barley, because Stroh's wanted to have the same barley this year as next year as next year and next year.
Yeah, consistency for those big brewers.
Right, and the Michigan climate was something that you're going to get something different usually year from year because of the moisture and temperature and stuff like that.
So take us back 100 years to the Spartan variety of barley.
Well, that was, they made a, Frank Sprague, who was a researcher here at Michigan State University. In 1916, he made a cross between Michigan Black Barbless and Michigan Two Row. And it took him about 10 years or so until every generation they select the best plant and stuff like that. And so in 1928, Spartan barley was released by MSU. And it grew beyond the borders of Michigan. But it had a reign of 30 years where it was very, very good. So Spartan had a tremendous impact on barley production around the U.S.
So Spartan went into a decline, but then fast forward to this growth in microbreweries and the need, the demand for barley for the brewing process, all of a sudden Spartan's back in the game.
Right. There was one of the maltsters was talking to, I think, one of our ag bio researchers up in Chatham, up in the UP, and said that he had heard that there, at one time, Spartan barley was a big barley grown here in Michigan, and wondered if there was any way in which he could get a hold of enough so he could malt Spartan barley. And so Ashley McFarland and Chris Kapp got in touch with me and asked me if there'd be a way in which we could get some Spartan barley to be given to our farmers. And USDA has a germplasm bank in Idaho. And I got in touch with the curator and asked him if I could have some Spartan barley. And they sent me 5 grams of Spartan, 5 grams of Spartan barley. And I planted 80 plants in a greenhouse over the winter. And we harvested those seeds. And then the next spring, up in the UP, it might be summer before the snow melts, but they planted it up at the UP. And then last winter, we sent some seed out to Arizona to be increased over the winter. And right now, there's 10 acres of Spartan barley being grown down at KBS, Kellogg Biological Station. And that hopefully is going to give us some good yield, and hopefully we'll get a lot of seed for some of the farmers next year.
I'm talking with Dr. Russell Fried, who's a professor emeritus of plant, soil, and microbial sciences at Michigan State University. We're talking about the reemergence of Spartan barley, which can be used and malted in the brewing process. So, Russ, for our listeners who may not understand, you need to raise the seed stock before you can actually get into larger commercial production. So that's right at the stage you are now.
Right. We're just increasing the seed of Spartan barley. We've gone from 5 grams to 20 bushel or something like that so far. And the 10 acres, we should get 40 to 50 bushel per acre, I hope. Mm-hmm. So we should have a couple hundred bushel.
And there are a couple of malters who are now willing to give it a shot, right?
Yeah. The whole idea of locally grown food is terribly important. But there's nothing like having Spartan barley. To have a locally grown product where you use to brew Spartan beer, there is no better feeling in the world than to imbibe Spartan barley. You just, it's a whole new world. It's a whole
new world. Just think, not only in terms of the malting capabilities and advantages, but you just alluded to it, the whole marketing possibilities associated with that.
Yeah, there's no better marketer than Spartan to have the brand of Spartan barley. I mean, MSU has had tremendous impact in Michigan and around the world in our food production system. And we're going to continue. And this is just another example of how research and extension can have a tremendous impact on the lives of the people in Michigan and around the world.
Now, down the road, I mean, I know it's hard to forecast these sorts of things, but as I understand it, this Spartan barley could all then, you're a plant breeder, could be crossbred with other types of barley that are already in use for other characteristics as well, just like any plant breeding program.
Right. They can use the genetics from Spartan barley, and so the project, you know, there'd be kids and grandkids of Spartan barley, which will still have some of the Spartan spirit that
This whole thing, and it's probably not a great analogy, but having to find germplasm in Idaho, USDA, a few grams of it. I mean, it's almost like the science that goes into forensics or crime scene investigation or something to find that.
Right. We have a great research and extension system here in the United States. I mean, the United States has one of the cheapest and safest and best food systems in the world. And USDA is just part of that, along with Michigan Ag Bio and Extension and MSU Research, as well as the other land-grant universities. Public sector is also terribly important. That makes our agriculture the strongest agriculture in the world. There is no other agriculture in the world that does what we do as well as we do it.
Well, and given the growth of the world's population, we were talking about that before we started taping this interview. I mean, we're going to need foodstuffs, and we're going to need more of it and more of it as the population of the planet expands.
Food production is going to be a big, big issue. We have hundreds of millions of people that are going out of poverty into the middle class. And when they do that, the first thing they do is they buy more food. The second thing they do is they buy better food. And so that's going to put a tremendous pressure on the food supply. And so we also have some other issues that are coming in here. In addition to the population and economic growth, we have climate change, which is putting pressure on certain areas. And we're going to have some challenging times. But I'm confident with the research and extension capabilities that we have here in the U.S. of A. that it's going to be a challenge. It's not going to be easy, but I trust we can do it.
Well, and with the emergence of the middle class that you just mentioned and people eating a little bit better, that means maybe a few extra pints of beer, and that's going to put added pressure on barley, and maybe the future of Spartan barley is virtually unlimited.
It's virtually unlimited. And like I was telling somebody else the other day, you'll never get a better feeling in your life than sitting down and taking a nice cold glass of Spartan beer. And when you finish that glass, you're going to be a different person. The whole world is going to be at your fingertips.
Well, Russ, you're making me thirsty, but keep us apprised as this unfolds. And maybe we can, once we have a malter who's actually using Spartan barley, we could have you back with that malter to talk about how it's going.
Kirk, I look forward to that. I'm very confident that will happen.
My guest has been Dr. Russell Fried. He's Professor Emeritus of Plant, Soil, and Microbial Sciences at Michigan State University, an internationally known plant breeder and agronomist. Russ, always good seeing you.
Always good seeing you, Kirk. Best wishes.